How does it feel to see Give It Up in one of the biggest action flicks of the year?
Well, it's exciting. I mean, my songs are in a lot of movies, so it's like another movie.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the movie yet, but I've heard a lot about it, so I'm looking forward to it and seeing where they placed it. I understand it's in a pretty amazing place, so...
You guys have appeared on, you know, everywhere from The Simpsons to in video games. I mean, how does it feel to kind of be in a position where you're never out of touch? It's like the band's music continues to live on through the years.
I feel a little vindicated. Vindicated, is that the word? Or validated? Because so many critics have tried to shoot, you know, my music down and my writing and all of that sort of stuff. So, I feel like it's given me some credibility to the music and to the songs. A lot of credibility.
Considering that, you know, your work has appeared in so many different places, is there another place or another TV show or another film series or a video game that you'd love to see your music appear in?
You know, I'm excited if whenever it appears in anything. I'm very grateful. I don't ever, like, want things like that. I don't ever... wish I was here or wish I was there. I'm just happy for what I get.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm proud of every, you know, everything that gets used in, whether it's a TV commercial or, you know, a sporting event, whatever. I'm just proud to be associated with it.
Okay. What was the creative process for the new album, Feeling You, the 60s?
That's interesting because it all started, like, when I do my shows, I like to... Instead of playing, I used to put, like, cuts from album, you know, album cuts in there, and I noticed that, you know, some of the audience was getting it, but others kind of weren't, and I just wasn't feeling the energy from it. So I decided to, like, take out all of those personal cuts and things and put in stuff that was more familiar to audiences, which would be already songs that had already been hits or recorded, like from the 60s or 70s or 80s or whatever it is. And so I started doing, the first song I did was Love the One You're With. And then I did True Colors. And then I did You Are So Beautiful. And then I decided to do this version of I Hear a Symphony. And I kind of slowed it down and turned it into kind of a ballad. And I just started seeing the reaction from the crowd was very favorable. And then I started doing Stand By Me and Bring It On Home to Me. And so... when I started making this album, the album is really a two-part series, and it was going to be originally a one-part series, or two, almost a two-disc set, but all original material, and with those three cover versions in there. And so the more I kept listening to the album, I kept thinking, why don't I just, you know, cut 14 more songs and do it as 60s, and then, a 60s album, and then an original album. So, that's kind of what happened, and so I began the process of recording the other 14 songs.
How do you want this album to eventually affect people? How do you want them to feel when they listen to it?
Well, I hope it's kind of a musical diary of my life, really. I just hope that there's things on there that inspire them. I mean, I tried to select songs that I felt pertain to life, you know, in particular, whatever, or emotions that we all go through and stuff. And I hope that all of my music, you know, I mean, it's probably one of the first albums that I've ever put, you know, so many, like, not that many, but, you know, three or four ballads on one album or whatever. But I hope it lifts people up, you know, and that they find and feel, you know, some sort of positive energy from what I've done.
Okay, this is a pretty difficult question, but what song do you think stands out the most on the album?
Wow, that's hard. They're all kind of so different in a way. I know I Hear a Symphony definitely stands out, probably Put a Little Love in Your Heart. The Allman Brothers song, Dreams. You know, there's a lot of different things going on there. The Kinks, You Really Got Me. I think it all stands on its own merit, you know, each one, but...
Did you guys listen to anything else while you were putting this album together? I don't know, like, for me, I'm a big Vanilla Fudge fan, and I love the way that they put their spins on contemporary classics, and I feel like you guys really went that extra mile to make these songs as much yours as possible. So, like, was there any extra thought that went into any of this stuff?
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of extra thought, really. I mean, I tried to keep the melodies intact as much as possible, you know, to the original and that sort of thing. Just, you know, the only spin we put on it maybe is some of the beats and the rhythms of the music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a couple things were kind of done, you know, like shaking it up a little bit. Like I shook up with A Little Love in Your Heart and I Hear a Symphony, and my version of You Keep Me Hanging On is a little bit different. It's more probably dance-oriented than anything else. But, you know, most of the stuff, you know, we might have picked up the tempos or slowed it, you know, where a song was slow, we might have picked it up a little bit. Where it was fast, we might have slowed it down. And, you know, just, I really tried to keep the integrity of the original works intact as much as possible, because I felt that was kind of important.
Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about Record Man? What do you think your dedicated fan base will think about it?
I mean, I don't know. Again, I hope they embrace it. I mean, I haven't put out music, and they're embracing it in my shows, so I'm hoping they will embrace, you know, a whole collection of it, you know, and on one disc of 17 songs. And I you know, I think it just... You know, it's taken me some different places vocally that I've never been before, that they're not used to probably hearing from me. And I'm excited about that. So I just think there's a lot of, you know, I think it's kind of fresh for what I've done in the past.
Okay. Last question from me. Why do you think disco music is still pertinent in America? Why do you think people still love it?
You know what? Because it, the energy of it, again, I think it brings an energy to people's lives, an energy that we also desperately need, a good energy, a positive energy. And definitely dancing is a way of releasing tensions and releasing and just getting out there and forgetting about, you know, the world for a second. And I just think, you know, people need that, especially as crazy as the world has gotten now. I think it's pretty amazing that, you know, with all this that they kept saying disco sucks and disco's dead, it never died. It got bigger and bigger and bigger. It kept changing names. It went from disco to punk music, and punk, you could have been more disco than punk music if you ask me. And I mean, look at today. I mean, the number one song is Bruno Mars, and it's 70s, 80s disco all the way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, or Pitbull, or Flo Rida, or Katy Perry, or Taylor Dane, you know, whoever. It's even crossed into country music. So, you know, it's just, you know, it's the energy of that music, and it puts you in a good place, and I think people like to be in a good place.